It's working. Good evening, everyone. Today is the 5th of November, 2024. And apologies, we have to start after 5 minutes because of the security issues and things. Any apologies of absence?
Thank you, Chair. No apologies. Everybody's present.
Okay. Before I do so, I would like to introduce ourselves. My name is Saeed Hussain. I'm the chairman of the licensing committee. On my right-hand side is our vice chair. Would you mind to introduce yourself, please?
Councillor Penny Krupski.
On my left-hand side is the solicitor of the council and the head of our legal department. Could you please introduce yourself?
Thank you, Chair. My name is John Teasdale.
Lauren Sheffield, solicitor.
Margaret Woolley, enforcement manager.
Deborah Chiver, senior licensing officer.
Bethany Otten, licensing officer.
Alia Ahmed, licensing.
Councillor Simon Gaskin.
Councillor Beth Jewell.
Councillor Jackie Jones.
Councillor Colin Whittaker.
Councillor Alison Legg.
Paul Walker, Councillor.
Councillor Mick Huckabee.
Councillor Colin Wildman.
Councillor Jaroslav Krupski.
Daniel Binks, Chief Accountant.
Emily Thomas, Corporate Service Apprentice.
Daniel Cooker, Democratic Services Officer.
Thank you. Now I refer to the agenda item 2. Is there any declaration of interest? Is there any declaration of interest? No. Agenda item 3, to consider any urgent business brought forward to the meeting under Rule 12. Is there any? No. Before I refer to agenda item 4, I have a special request from the member of the public to present a petition regarding today's item. So now I would like to invite Mr. Asif Hussain to present his petitions. I'm going to grant him 5 minutes to present his case, and also subsequently I will invite the respected councillors to ask him questions should there any be for him. Mr. Hussain. Could you please join there?
Greetings to everybody present. We already sent a petition through on behalf of Burton Taxi Association and the community in regards to the recent proposal of the price increase, and we obviously oppose it fully. And we've gave many reasons. One of the main reasons, obviously, is because there's no transparency that's been given by the council, and also legislation says that they should basically do it on a cost recovery basis, not on a profit basis. And we don't have any information that's been relayed to us in regards to why they are increasing the prices. And also the current climate with the cost of living crisis, everybody is suffering, and the drivers, even the customers that use us. And we don't feel it's the time to do this price increase. And I checked the percentage. Some of it is actually around 25% increase from 330 to 400 and something. So that is a very large increase. I did have a lot of other things prepared, but for some reason I lost my notes on the legislation, for example. But I do want to take your attention to the code of conduct for all councillors, and it's one of the seven principles known as the Nolan principles, and one of them is transparency, and they are not actually given as no transparency in this. Also, the neighbouring councils, for example, North West Leicestershire, I didn't mention the petition, charges £285 for a 3-year driver's badge, which is still £45 cheaper than our current price of £330. Birmingham City Council charges £225 for a 3-year badge, and for a Hackney vehicle renewal is £142, which is still cheaper than our £164 currently. Derby City Council is charging £361 for a 3-year badge, but only £124 for a Hackney carriage renewal. And South Derbyshire Council is charging £265 for a 3-year badge. So even the neighbouring councils are actually doing a lot better, and the service that they are providing is high quality. So our council cannot say that they're doing something extra for us in providing us these licences. Other than that, obviously the Local Government Miscellaneous Act 1976, Section 53, Part 2, if I remember, has that the bit about it shouldn't be profit-led, these increases. Other than that, what else should I say? Anybody got any questions? I'll start taking some questions now.
So have you presented your case?
I presented it before. That's about it, really, at the end of the day. I can't really remember at the moment.
Mr. Hussain, I will invite councillors to ask you any questions. Yeah. Have you what you have said so far?
Yeah.
Respected councillors, we have heard from the petitioners. If you have any questions for the petitioners at this stage, I would invite you to ask him any questions, should you have any. Councillor Jones.
Yeah, it's not a question, but presumably we will have an opportunity to raise the issues with the officers later on during this meeting, to raise issues that has been raised in the petition. It's not a question for you, that's just I'm asking. Will we have an opportunity to raise issues with the officers concerned later on in the meeting?
It is correct, yes.
That's right, thank you.
Any questions for Mr. Hussain? Any other from the councillors? Margaret, I know you have to present your case. Do you have any questions for the petitioners at this stage?
Not at this stage, no. Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah, just one simple question. If these fees were to go through, what do you foresee as a driver happening within the trade itself?
Yeah, that's a good point. Basically, a lot of the customers, some of them are vulnerable, like the elderly, disabled people, and all those that rely on us. So obviously, if we're basically going to be having to be forced to pay extra, then obviously this increase will have to be relayed to the customers, which we don't think is fair on these people, because everyone's suffering. So we think it's not going to be very good for us to actually relay that to them, because everyone else is suffering as well. But I don't think it is I don't think it's fair to increase the price, unless even the Department of Transport, they've got guidance, and they mention inside there that the council needs to actually tell us where this money is being spent. For example, if we talk about the administration costs, in my eyes, and it's a fact that the administration has actually gone down. So, if anything, we should be charged less. Why do I say that? It's because the previous policy had two MOTs, compliance certificates. So now there's only one. So the administration time spent has actually decreased on that side. Secondly, they used to have two plates on the private vehicles, one at the front, one at the back. Now the council only has to produce one, so the time spent for administration has gone down again. So we don't feel that the increase is actually viable or fair, and there's no justification for it. Thank you.
Is there any other questions for the Mr. Hussain at this stage? No. Mr. Hussain, can I respectfully ask you to join the gallery, please? Thank you. I would like to refer to the agenda item 4 now, minutes of the previous meeting held on the 1st of October 2024. I would like to propose this one. Can I have a seconder, please? Vice Chair, Councillor Krupski. Those who are in favour, could you please show your hands? Any against? Any abstentions? Minutes carried. Thank you. Now, I would like to invite our officer, Margaret Uli, to present your report.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of the report brings forward for consideration the responses to the consultation for the proposed schedule of licensing fees and charges 24 to 25 in respect of the Council's licensing activities. The Licensing Committee considered a report at its meeting on the 3rd of September 2024 and resolved that a proposed schedule of licensing fees and charges be subject to a consultation exercise which concluded on the 4th of October 2024. Now that the consultation is concluded, the Licensing Committee are now being asked to consider any representations received and to make a final determination on the proposal. A point to note is that the pavement licence fees are included in this report. The Levelling Up and Regeneration Act 2023 makes permanent the provisions set out in the Business and Planning Act 2020 that streamline the process to allow businesses to secure these licences quickly. A new fee has been set for pavement licences as part of the proposed fees, and I'd ask the committee to consider these today. In respect of the consultation, 10 responses were received following the consultation exercise. One of the responses submitted was in the form of a petition, and the responses have been collated and attached at Appendix 2 and 3 for your attention. The Licensing Committee have delegated powers to consider the fees as suitable for adoption. It is therefore recommended that the Licensing Committee note the content of the responses to the consultation at Appendix 2 and 3, that the Licensing Committee note the content of the petition, and that the Licensing Committee consider whether to approve the revised schedule of fees and charges and also the pavement licence fees. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Margaret. Are there any questions for Margaret at this stage from the councillors? Councillor Jones.
Thank you, Chair. I'm sorry, I wasn't able to be at the last meeting, but could Margaret just confirm for me that this is just a cost recovery? We are not allowed to recover more than the cost of delivering the service. And do these charges recover the whole of the cost of delivering the service?
An exercise was undertaken. We work out how many hours it takes to produce and maintain a licence, and then we have the hourly rates of the officer, and then we calculate how much that licence fee should be. I believe, if we bring Daniel in, that it doesn't fully recover our costs.
Yeah, just to confirm, so the modelling has been based, as Margaret's just stated there, on that essentially using staff time. So it won't necessarily cover all potential overheads that could be included, which obviously then potentially would increase further. But certainly within the model that's being calculated, it's certainly not what we'd say generating a profit. It's based on recovery of costs.
But is that a full recovery of the cost or not full?
I think we'd have to do a double check in terms of what we class as completely full cost recovery. It's the immediate cost of the staff time and the resources and materials upon that. There isn't necessary overheads that would include potentially senior management time and things like that. It's not a 100% full cost recovery. It's costs of the immediate applications and licences that need to be produced.
Can I just ask one other question? Is it right? It says here that the last time there's a rise in licence 9 years ago. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So they've been at the current rate for the last 9 years?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Councillor Babe.
Yeah, just to follow on from Councillor Jones, do I understand it's 6.3 of the report, right? It mentions that the council taxpayers are effectively part subsidising the service. And if so, by how much?
I think we'd have to look into greater detail in terms of how much, and that would obviously depend on the specific current fees compared to the proposed fees. But essentially, I get the point in the report was trying to get at was the fact that at present we're not recovering the costs of the officer's time to run the service, so therefore obviously that is therefore having to be funded in another way, i.e. through other funding sources of the council.
Councillor Penny Crispy.
Can I then, is this what you're saying is that in the past years up till now, without any rises, we are running a deficit, a loss for the costs?
I think it probably shows it quite well in the report at 6.4, where it obviously says that over that period of time, inflation has been approximately 33% over that period. We know that it's been a high level of inflation over that period. So things like, for example, pay rises for staff over that period will not have been included previously, and therefore the cost of running the service have increased over that time.
So you are saying that it has been running at a deficit?
It would suggest that the modelling would suggest that, yes.
Councillor Colin Whittaker, please.
Yeah, there was the speaker declared said during his briefing that he was about the transparency of this council in making this decision. I just wondered whether sort of Margaret sort of felt that it was a transparent process throughout, and there's nothing levelled at this council, and we've done this through the proper channels.
As far as I'm aware, we have followed the correct procedures and been transparent with advertising our fees and bringing them back into to yourselves to consider. We've considered all the representations and they're before you this evening.
Yeah, apologies for all the questions, but it's the first time on the committee, so I'd have expected to see comparisons with Tamworth and Lichfield in there, which I haven't, and I'm also interested in the amount of time that either has increased or decreased on the admin side of things that it's taking.
We didn't include benchmarking on this occasion because it's difficult to compare against other local authorities, because we, as local authorities, we all have different officers, how many officers we've got, how many the overheads, etc. So it's not really a great comparison. So what was the other question?
It was just around the amount of time. The gentleman mentioned I think it was MOTs, there's only one or not two.
Whilst those sorts of things have been reduced, and we are trying to get our processes more streamlined as we go along, we're looking at a new system as well for licensing to increase our efficiency. The statutory standards brought in a whole raft of measures that have been we've had to adopt. It isn't a case of we didn't want to, we've had to. And these include things such as tax checks, immigration checks. We now have to do a DBS check every 6 months. So with one hand, we're trying to remove things, but with the statutory standards from the Department for Transport, we've had more administration forced upon us, which obviously add to the protection of the public at the end of the day. That's what it's all there for. So with one hand, it's we're trying to, like with the certificate of compliance, only one. So vehicle owners have only got to pay for one. It's like an MOT. But then we've got all the checks in-house that we have to do to make sure that there's no further criminal records that are coming in, that a tax situation is correct, that immigration checks are all in order as well. So that all adds to the cost.
Councillor Mick Huckabee, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a complicated issue, and I don't find it easy to see a way out of it for the council. 9 years, right? 9 years ago, fees were set where we couldn't profit from the rise in licence fees then, just to recover the cost of what had happened prior to those 9 years, in the 10th year, in the 12th year, and what have you. So I'm right in thinking that we can only raise these licence fees every 5 years, once in 5 years. So the council took the decision not to raise them 5 years ago. So there has been a payment of wages, of printing costs, and the manipulation of the licences over those 9 years, deem it how you will, loss or expenditure or whatever. Because we're not allowed to profit by this, it means that there can be no contingency written into the budget to account for those future losses from day two, 9 years ago. Now, it would have been expedient and very clever to have raised them 5 years ago to cover the cost of the previous 5 years, right?
Councillor Huckabee, with due respect, at this stage, I'm allowing the questions for the officers, and the plan is that with everybody's agreement, we will, councillors, have the proper time for the debate on this issue as well. So if you can kindly have any question for this, our officer at this stage, if you can, then I'm sure we'll be benefited with your input in that future debate.
Mr. Chairman,
do you have any questions for Margaret at this point?
Yes. What is the total cost of the losses, if you phrase it that way, that have accrued over the last 9 years that these rises are going to compensate for, that the council has had to expend at the time, and these figures only bring back to the council that money which has been already spent. They don't predict any future increases because we're not allowed to make profit or excess charges that are not actual charges. So the question is, this situation will continue while there is no ability to raise the taxes, the license fees annually. Am I correct in this, and is the quantities known?
We're not allowed to raise the license fees by inflation. There has to be on a cost recovery basis. The legislation doesn't allow us to. So every year other things go up by inflation, but the licence fees don't. There's case law that we're tied with the fees, and that's why we have to do it this way.
Right. A further question, if I may, and it is a question. looking at the list that we presented with, if there are 300 taxes, then the rise on the first line of that report equates to something like £45,000 increase. Is that £45,000 increase just to cover the cost of the expedition of licences over the last 9 years?
I believe so, but I would ask Daniel to clarify that matter from a financial aspect.
So I think just for clarity, this is obviously looking at this present point in time. There's no backdating of or anything like that in terms of for potential lost income in previous years. This is the point in time. Obviously, in previous years, potentially, it would suggest that we were not recovering the full cost of that stage. Obviously, that point has passed, and we're looking at the current and obviously for the future, if that makes sense.
Follow-up question, Mr. Chair, if I may. What you're saying, then, is that the council budgets that the full council has seen, both through the leader's advisory and the minority advisory group and the full council, the figures that we're seeing did not contain the losses that were incurred over those 9 years.
So the financial position reported through all the council meetings and part of our statement of accounts would include the overall position of the income that was generated and the cost of the service to provide. So if there was a shortfall in that cost recovery, then that would be included in the statement of accounts that have been published over the past number of years.
See, I can't remember any point in the financial disclosures that were submitted either in committee or in full council where those losses were actually identified. I'm sure that if there were, I would have commented. I've always been advised that I ask too many questions. I see that as my role. I'm not very clever, but at least if I can add one and one together to get two. So as far as your answer is concerned, black holes is a common phrase at the moment. Did one exist in the council's budgets for the past 9 years that this is going some way towards resolving or no way towards resolving because it's just a statement of fact at the moment?
So I think if we look back and potentially we could do that to see what was the case in previous financial years, then we may well see that there was a deficit in this area and that potentially may have been offset by underspends or savings in other areas. It would have been included within the financial statements. This obviously is looking at the current point in time and for the future financial year to say what can we do to realign our budgets to make them more effective and recover the cost of the service.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I reserve the right to come back again at a certain point in time.
You can reserve your right to speak at any gate.
Can I just ask a question to both of you? On my list here, the penal and plate exemptions, where applicable, its current fee is £15, and the proposed fee is coming £308, which is £293 increase. And to me, I think this is the biggest increase in this list. Will it affect every taxi drivers, and how many taxi drivers will be affected on this?
We currently have approximately 8, but the high-end vehicles.
Okay. They don't do private hire.
Are there any questions for the officers? Councillor Colin Griffith, please.
Just to clear up about, is there a statutory time then we can sort of review these figures? Is there a set time span, or is it down to the council?
No, it's down to the council.
Respected councillors, as we know, today the report has presented by our officer, Margaret Woolley, and you have had the opportunity. Sorry, my Councillor Huckabee.
Could you explain your last statement, which was that it's up to the council? I think Councillor Whittaker asked the question whether it was a statutory obligation or restriction once every 5 years or not, and you answered that it was up to the council.
I would urge our solicitor to answer this question.
Just to confirm, Councillor, the legal requirement is in terms of advertising. So when we are going to raise the fees, like we proposed in this particular instance, there is a legal requirement that we go out to consult, and there's a legal requirement that we advertise, and we tell people and drivers in this instance what we're proposing to do. And that's the main and the core legal requirement.
Councillor Jones.
Chair, could we not build in something that gives a more regular review than so we don't leave it for 9 years in future going forward? I think our policy, our licensing policy was reviewed every N years, 3 years, I think it is, I can't really remember. And maybe we could do the fees at a similar time if we don't already. Because have we actually made a decision not to increase them historically or what? Maybe we could build that into some recommendation at the end of the day.
I think I'm asking Margaret to respond to this one, then I'm going to Councillor Walker on this.
Yes, a report was brought before committee 2019-2020 with a new set of fees, but the proposal didn't go through at that time. They were rejected.
Councillor Walker.
Thank you, Chair. I think my question has just been answered because I was going to ask where does that decision come from? Is it a political decision or where does it arrive at? But I think that's just answered my question that it was rejected 5 years ago because I still can't figure out how we've gone 9 years.
Thank you. Is there any questions for our officer at this stage from the councillors? Councillor Huckabee, yes. I would ask
John to...
Thank you, Chair. I think that's a bit unfair on the officer, actually, Councillor Huckabee, because, I mean, by comparison to local authorities, you know, they will review their tax licence fees year on year, and then they will put them up, so to speak. They'll raise them or they won't. It's not been done in this particular instance because of, I don't know, political reasons, perhaps, but we are where we are, and there's no reloading, there's no refresh, there's no profit trying to be made here. So that's one thing I want to be absolutely clear on, where, you know, the fees are proposed on a basis of the work and the time that our officers put in. There's nothing else. We don't make any profit. So thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Kupski, I'm allowing the questions to our officers. If you have any comments for your debate, if you can reserve the right.
Thank you. No, it's a question, obviously, for the officers. I'd just like to understand, how long does it take to review the cost and time that you undertake over the five-year period? Is it sort of 3 hours, 10 hours? Just I'm sure what the costs are.
Sorry, do you mean per licence? Sorry, I don't quite understand the question.
Yeah, sorry, no, okay, let me just rephrase it. Obviously, to understand what is the cost of that should be applied. Do you undertake some work of how many hours all this takes, yes? And then you multiply it by the hourly rate.
Yes.
Yeah. How long does that process take?
This report and the fees we've been working on now for 6 months, so we will go through the process and officers do a study of how long they've taken to do a particular licence. Bearing in mind as well that some licences we only renew every 3 years or 5 years, so that it's only paid for every 3 or 5 years. So if you break down, without getting the calculator out, if you break down a licence for a driver, at the moment we're charging £330, so that's just over £100 per year for a driver's licence. A vehicle we renew every year. So they're all different.
Yeah, sorry, I was not articulating my question very well. So here's a third attempt on my part, obviously the way I'm posing it. Yes, I understand the process has taken 6 months, but your start of this is the length of time it takes us to do that. What I'm trying to understand, is it take an hour or does it take 10 hours?
It depends.
There must be an average. Your best experience judgment must tell you.
I wouldn't like to. I couldn't estimate how long it takes us.
Can I suggest in that case for future that we understand what we're actually, what the value is here? My point was, if it's something, and I somehow suspect it's a couple of hours, this is not rocket science. It's a couple of hours. And if it's a couple of hours, we should undertake that quite frequently annually, just to get a benchmark, just to get a feeling, because there's not really that much cost involved. Thank you.
I think it's fair to say that some licence applications are different to others. So say we get an application for a driver's licence, a combined Hackney Carriage private hire, the DBS comes back, it's got quite a number of matters on there. We have to bring it to licensing committee. So then the officer is going to create a report. The report comes to me to approve. It then goes over to Daniel's office, goes over to John for confirmation or Lauren for confirmation it's okay. Then it goes over to Daniel's office. Then it goes out. Then you all come and sit and listen to it. Then the determination comes out. Then the letter has to go out. And then whether the person's been granted a license or not granted a license. During the course of a licence, you might get things that require a driver to come to licensing committee, so there's all of that to factor in. So if it's not a straightforward renewal, they all can be slightly different. So whilst we're doing, I presume, are you thinking of a time and motion study type of thing for a licence?
Yeah, I would say just suggested is obviously clearly an exception, but 80-90% of the work is standard. Yes, it is time motion.
Yeah.
So you've got a value.
Yes, and that's what we do. We sit down and we work out how long, but not just for the application. It's for how many times an officer will look at that file over the 1 year, 3 year, 5 year process, dependent on what the type of thing is, and also with operators as well. That, you know, we're looking at different things, making sure they've got the insurances in place, etc. So that's why it's different for each one, how many hours we spend on that particular process. It's very different to the Licensing and Gambling Act, where they're set by central government, so we're told what fee to charge. The legislation for us, it's all got to be set locally. Okay.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Margaret, for your presentations. And do you have any further questions for the officer? Can press this button, please.
Sorry, I'll start again. Is it not the case that all levels of local government, and including central government, have to apply Green Book guidance to their intended changes to policies and structures? And isn't one of those guidance points that they have to take into account the impact and effect of such changes, such alterations and what have you, known usually as an impact assessment. Now, the reason why I raised this is because it's been raised before by the gentleman that spoke for the public consultation, that these rises have collateral damage to other things other than just the dry raising of money, in the sense that I am aware that there is an exodus of drivers away from East Staffordshire to places that, and we heard it, Wolverhampton, Ashfield, and one or two more. Has the impact of these rises actually been investigated against the amount of time necessary to work on the licence levels as it is now? And has there been an assessment done as to whether that rise in costs might prejudice the need for future work to be done, in the sense that if there's nobody around East Staffordshire who wants a licence from East Staffordshire...
What is your questions, please?
The question was there. Has an analysis been done against the Green Book requirements to measure the impact of changes?
There hasn't been an impact assessment, however, and I haven't got the information with me currently, but I can provide that to you. Basically, the guidance says that you shouldn't consider that. It is based on, the legislation says it's based on cost recovery, and that you shouldn't take into account the environment aspects of raising licence fees. And also to note that we can't use the licence fees for anything else. It has to go back into licensing. So even if we're making a profit, we can't make profits. And you can't use the money for anything else either.
Thank you. I'm really conscious about it. Yes, Councillor Walker.
Just a point of clarification, going back to Councillor Krupski's point. When you were saying, is there a... I'm on. I've got a red light here.
Not a blue one.
Not this time. When these things are being pinged around, and you take the time, it goes to finance and it goes to John. Is it factored in when the waiting time for a response, is that all included in it, or is it just the amount of time that the officers have spent working on it. So, for example, if you send it to John, it may take him half a day to get to it. I'm not saying it would, because he's very prompt at what he does. But is that downtime factored in?
No, it's just our working time. Yep.
Thank you. Now I would like to open the debate. Before I say so, respected councillors and members of the public, as you know, as the licensing committee, we can endorse this report or we can refuse this report, or we can offer some other alternatives. However, my understanding is, John, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that ultimately all 37 councillors have to decide their final decisions.
Apologies, just to clarify, it's the licensing committee who make this decision, not full council.
Not for the
council.
So
you'll be making the decision tonight, councillors, as the licensing committee in terms of these fees and charges and whether they go up, down, or you modify or whatever it is.
Thank you. Thank you. This is really helpful. So my understanding, if I may say, if we refuse this tonight, this is it, we can carry on what it is. And if we adopt this one, it's up to the licensing committee, or we can offer something or some other alternative. These are the three options available in front of us. However, so yes, please.
Just to clarify on your suggestion there, Chair, if there is another option on the floor, on the table, then we have to go back out to consult, because we are legally required to. So every time that we propose a change to the fees, we have to go back out to consult again. So it would come back eventually before the licensing committee for a decision, a final decision. Thank you. Apologies, Chair.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm grateful for this intervention. May I also remind respected councillors and everyone, and this is very sensitive issues in terms of people's livelihood involved and also the council's deficit, and also the petitioner rightly mentioned about the cost of living crisis and the impact as well, and also our duty to review as well in the time to time. So we had all these three propositions. So I would like to invite the councillors to say about these issues, and I would be really grateful if you can cooperate with me to finish your contribution within 3 minutes, please. This will be really helpful. Thank you. Councillor Kropski.
I would like to propose that this increase is staged over 3 years because of the financial situation with taxi drivers and inflation, etc. I think it would be a fairer move. I realise that we'd have to go out to consultation and back, but I think that is a compromise that we should consider. I think the raising, well, I'll just say that I propose a 3-year staged increase.
I could perhaps ask for legal advice. That means that this is going to have to go out for consultation again, so that's going to be another N weeks. I can't remember how long the consultation period is.
Just to confirm, Councillor Jones, it's 28 days and half a guard to consult for again.
And also, would we then have to build in increases on each year? Because obviously the figure that we're looking at is today's price. There's no recovery of anything from historically, and we haven't built in anything going forward. But if we were to do the figures in 12 months' time, I suspect they would be more than they are today, because obviously we've got, you know, a 2-3% pay rise coming along through council for staff and all the rest of it, which must be the biggest cost in here. So it won't just be dividing it up by three, the increase. We would have to have a look at the progressive additional charges. Otherwise, we have the rest of the council taxpayers subsidising the taxi business more each year. Is that a correct assumption?
Frisia, I think that's a fair point. Could I respectfully invite Mr. Binkton, the accountant?
Yes, sir.
Yes, so I would agree, based on the council's MTFS, medium-term financial strategy, we make an assumption based on the, for example, in this case, the pay award over that medium term. So obviously we've got a good idea of what the pay award has been agreed for this financial year, and then we make an assumption, I believe in the current MTFS it's 2% over the next 3 years. So again, yes, we could make an assumption on that basis that we look to review the future years on that basis.
But my point was, we can't just take the figures that we've got in this report as at today, because as at this time next year, they're going to be more, and as at the year after, they're going to be more than just taking the flat figures that we've got as at now.
Councillor Huckabee.
Yeah, I thought Councillor Jones was on the way to making an amendment to the amendment.
I could possibly make an amendment, but I was just checking that out.
Yeah. I mean, we have to... We have discussed the limitations of having a rise every 5 years, and I thought Councillor Jones was on the way to sort of calling for a revision or a renewal or a rehash every year subsequently from the 3 years that Councillor Krupski had proposed. If that was going to be her amendment, then I could support that.
I would, if I was moving a recommendation, I would certainly look that we add a review every 3 years into this and review the figures every 3 years. But I'm not sure that we can do that if we phase the fee over 3 years, because we'll have an increase every year. Effectively, what we're going to be doing is increasing it every year up to the level that we're sitting looking at today. We'll just never catch up. So if I was to make an amendment, it would be that we go with 13.4, 13.5, 13.6, and I don't know what happened to 7 and 8, but we add in an additional there that we do a review of the fees every 3 years, and that these charges be reviewed each 3 years.
Just to try and help to the conducive talks, just to confirm, Councillor, so within your gift to say that we review it annually. I mean, we can review it as a department, but you could say as part of the recommendation proposed by Councillor Krupski that we review it at that time as it is, so we can still review it. I appreciate what you're saying, Councillor Jones, that if we do this now and we do stage it over a three-year period, that those numbers, those figures are going to be fixed. But I suppose as a committee, we could look at that, at those figures, do a review at the same time each year.
Sorry, Chair, if I understand what Councillor Crutchley was saying, was that we'd actually take the increase and spread it over 3 years, not that we just do a new review every year. She's not taking the figures today and just doing it for 1 year. She's spreading that increase over 3 years, and that's not the same as what I was suggesting at all.
Apologies, Councillor. I think I understand the point that you were making in terms of if we do it now, then obviously next year, the figures are going to be different. There's going to be an increase, but at the time that we've decided to do this, stagger it over 3 years, those figures are fixed at that time. So, like you say, by the time next year comes, they'll have increased. All I was thinking to try and facilitate your idea and your concerns was perhaps have a review, as the policy allows us to review the fees as they are at that time when the review next comes down, let's say 12 months' time, and see then whether it's sufficient or whether we're creating a deficit, as you called it before. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Legg.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to ask the officers, please, if we were to go back out to consultation, how many hours are put into doing the consultation again, please?
I wouldn't actually like to estimate how many hours goes into setting the fees. I wouldn't know off the top of my head, I'm afraid, Councillor Legg.
Okay, thank
Sorry.
You.
This committee has two customers. It has customers who purchase the licences, and it has the council budget, which needs an introduction to more money. So it's a case of satisfying both. With regard to the customers who buy the licences, there needs to be, I think, in this economic climate, the ability to think about their ability to pay. So the spreading of the costs of these increases, noted that they're out of date almost immediately, but they're better out of date after 3 years than after 9 years. I think 3 years is okay, satisfactory as far as I can perceive, and that a look annually after that, or three annually, whatever, is open for discussion again by something brought to this committee by officers.
Thank you. I think Councillor Krupski first. Then.
Thank you. So my understanding of what Councillor Krupski, P. Krupski, is proposing is the cost, let's assume it's £900, is spread over 3 years. So £300 each year for 3 years. Am I correct in that respect first? Sorry. Well, I'm asking the officers here. So, if I assume that the price increase would be a figure of 900, let's suspect, and it's going to be phased over 3 years, so there will be three payments of £300 over that three-year period. Am I right in that thought?
Councillor Krupski, that's what I understood Councillor Penny Krupski to be suggesting, but could you confirm, Councillor Penny Krupski?
Well, I'm a bit confused because the amount that the rise is here, I assume that the total cost of those were set to cover any cost for the next so many years. So, in fact, they weren't. You've budgeted it so that that cost would cover, does that make sense, would cover the next 5 years until the next review. Am I correct that that amount, if these were increased now, that should cover the costs for 5 years. Am I correct? And then you would review again. So you've taken into consideration inflation. That's what I assumed with these increasing costs.
We can't take into consideration inflation. But I would ask Mr. Binks, when our accountant works out the hourly rate for an officer, what is taken into consideration at that time?
Yeah, so my understanding is that it will have been calculated based on the current pay of those staff. As we've pointed out, we can't put an inflationary increase on top. Therefore, if the original proposal was for the fee to stay the same over that period, we would be over-increasing it in the first year, for example, if we'd have taken account of potential increases in the future, if that makes sense.
Yeah, thank you. So that really crystallises it, that we are actually not increasing the cost, because the figure remains constant, spread over 3 years. We would not be losing money, we would not be making money, because that has now been calculated for that period, and all we're doing is amortising it over 3 years. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Penkowski, do you want to come back on this?
Could I say then that, so if you've got these increases of costs now, you're saying then in a year's time we're going to be short of money again because of inflation. Am I correct? That's how it's going to be working, isn't it? So the costs are covering the costs now for this year, but next year with inflation, actually they won't cover the costs. And the following year, they would even less covering more of a deficit. Am I correct with that?
Yes. So obviously this is bringing the fees up to date at this point in time, which is obviously the point at which we're calculating those fees. If the cost were to go up over the next few years, then potentially that would be the case. I guess that goes back to the point of when we look to review the licensing fees more generally. If you were to do it on an annual basis, then obviously you could take that into consideration each year. In terms of going back to the point around the split of the, if it was to be phased over a three-year period, my understanding of that would be, if we were currently saying the fee was going to be £900, then it would be phased. The increase would be phased over the increase was 900. Sorry, not the fee. The increase was 900. Then we would increase it by 300 one year, then an additional 300, then an additional 300 to get to the total 900 over the 3 years. That would be my understanding of how that's been communicated.
Just to add to that, Dan, I appreciate that. And there's a fellow officer asking a question, but could, bearing that in mind, the 900 divided by 3 over that three-year period, could it be that as part of the annual review, if councillors were minded to, they could tweak that figure as an increase to reflect where we are in terms of costs? Or indeed, you know, as I've seen at other local authorities, some local authorities may decide not to raise the fees. They've raised them in previous years, in recent years, and they won't lift them again. But could that happen, theoretically speaking? Could it be tweaked to reflect the cost at that time?
Yeah, certainly in terms of the calculations, we could do that. That could be done in such a way that it takes into account the current known position at that point in time of the costs of the staffing that are involved, which would then take into effect any pay awards, etc., that occur over that period of time.
Councillor Guskin.
So as I see it, if we raise it by in three stages, at this present moment, the calculations have been made so that the council can recruit the amount of money which it costs to give the licences out. So after 1 year, we're not recouping the amount of money that we require. In fact, we're two-thirds down, as you might say. Then after 2 years, we're two-thirds down, one-third down, aren't we? And then, so we'd be losing money over the period of years coming up to the third year, when we'd be breaking even on the amount that has been suggested. So it would mean a considerable amount of loss to the council if we did incur the three stages. Is that correct?
Yes, so essentially that would be the case. I guess in comparison to the current position where the licensing fees haven't been increased over a period of time, then it would be improving the council's position in terms of recovery of those costs, but over a period of years rather than all in one go, which is obviously what the original proposal suggested.
Councillor Krupski has indicated she wants to take her original proposal back, and she wants to put a proposed amendment on this. So I took the legal advice from our solicitor, John Teasdale. It's your call if you want to withdraw this one and want to propose with the consent of all the seconder of the motion.
I would like to withdraw. I withdraw this proposal and put forward an amended vote proposal, if that is okay.
Is it agreed with the seconder of the motion as well?
I don't know what the amendment was.
Well,
let me say what I understand it to be, then you can tell me if I'm wrong. I understand it to be that if we base it on the first line of the report, the financial table, which is 138 quid rise, that that amount would be split into three portions payable at the beginning of each year, right? To account for the erosion of inflationary pressures, which I think is running around 2% at the moment, so one could say that it's marginal as opposed to what it was 2-3 years ago, that each year, when the accountants look at that figure for year two and year three, those figures, that third of £138, will be updated appropriately to account for the inflation in the second year and the inflation in the third year. I'm also thinking at the back of my mind that I've also adopted Councillor Jones's point that from then on there needs to be an annual review which is brought to this committee to take a judgment on what that year's rise should be. Of course, we can never predict what inflation is going to be, but at the moment we're running through a period of what is likely to be for the next few years low inflation.
Are you, before I come to Councillor Jones, I'm just asking Councillor Huckabee, are you in agreement with the actual proposal?
Yes, if my interpretation is correct, yes.
Thank you.
I'm happy with that.
Councillor Jones.
Chair, could I just ask how the councillor who proposed this is going to deal with those licences that are not annual licences? Because if I my understanding is right, some of these licence fees are for 3 years or 2 years or whatever. So how are we going to deal with those? They're not. So are we going to go back to everybody on an annual basis and get some more money out for each of the licences? Those ones that are granted for two, or I think even some of them are 5 years, aren't they, Mark?
Yes.
Thank you. For 5 years, how are we going to deal with those if we phase it?
Margaret.
The applicant will pay the fee on application, so then we wouldn't be able to keep charging extra each year. Once they paid the fee, that's it. So that would last for 5 years. Yes. So if an operator for 5 years, you've got the £138. If you can divide it by three, so say £40, for example, they'll pay the extra £40 this year, but then they won't pay anything again for 5 years. So they won't pay anything extra over the 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a little bit confused, I have to say, for what should be a very straightforward proposal. The way I look at this at the moment, the system that we have lays down the fact that we will not recover our full costs over the period because of the way it's scheduled. And, you know, as an observation, if inflation was 2%, we'd probably lose over the five-year period 8%. So in reality, when we're looking at this, unless you're doing an annual fee and it's calculated annually, I would strongly recommend you just leave it at 5 years. And as you cannot project costs or increases for the future 4 years, you just have to establish you're going to take a hit of 8% and have done with it. I cannot really see any other way unless you do it on an annual basis. Thank you.
I think Councillor Cupsgrew makes the point about 5 years or whatever. It does seem to me that it's the distance between the reviews which is causing this problem. So I was going to ask if it needed another motion after the amendment which declared that there be an annual review of an automatic increase in licensing fees adopted as a policy of the council by the rate of inflation after those 3 years. So it gives 3 years the chance for people to afford the rise, and then automatically there is an update with the official rate of inflation thereafter. That sort of demolishes the issue that we've seemed to have got ourselves into.
Yes, I was just, sorry, Councillor Huckabee, we're not allowed to increase them by inflation. That's one of the issues that we have. It can only be on cost recovery and not inflation. We can review them every year, but we still are bound to issue 5-year and 3-year licences unless we have a good reason to depart from that. Yeah.
Just one thing that springs to mind is if we're not careful, our admin costs are going to go through the roof because you're going to be doing it on a more regular basis. And going back to our council taxpayers, effectively they're going to be subsidising more every year, and I don't think that's fair.
Thank you. Councillor Walker. Before I come to Councillor Walker, John has indicated before you, may I ask you? Debate continues, yes. Councillor Whittaker, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. We're in this mess now because we've kicked the can down in the past. We're in a position financially sort of adrift. We can't get that back. We can't, no inflation proofing on this. So my just keep a simple suggestion would be to accept the figures and have a 3-year review. That way we might be a bit out at the end of 3 years, but we'll have addressed some of the issues without overcomplicating the system. The fee hasn't gone up for 9 years, so there's some payback on that time. But, you know, it's been a good service to that point. So I think we should address it and just accept what's on the table, agree to these figures with a 3-year review through the council, which can't be kicked down the road again. Just agree to it. That's my.
Thank you. Is that a proposal?
It's a shared proposal.
Do you have a seconder for it? Councillor Colin Wineman.
Can I just come in here, Councillor, to make sure that things are done as they should be? Now, the first motion to be seconded was Councillor Krupski's. I don't think we clarified her amendment or withdrawal. But as I understand that, she was proposing that in terms of the increases, that they are staged over a 3-year period. I think following on from that, there was a suggestion that there's going to be an annual review to review those staged increases, but to try and reflect what the costs are at that particular time. I don't think we got to the amendment or withdrawal stage, but to keep things simple, could I ask that are you happy to propose that amendment to your motion, Councillor Krupski, and then I'd invite Councillor.
Do I have to say it all? What you've just said.
So I'll confirm. So it's implementing the increases over three-year period, but there will be annual reviews of the licensing fees in between. That's how we understand it. Yes. Councillor Jones, you look dubious.
Councillor Walker has indicated. I would like to invite Councillor Walker.
Yeah, sorry, Chair, because I did sort of calmly let Colin go in there. But it's probably a good time, actually, because I was going to agree with Councillor Whittaker about 3 years and kicking it down the road, and then till he come in with the rest of it, and that's where I sort of detached myself. There's been references made about council taxpayers subsidising the trade. I think that's a little unfair, to be honest, because I don't think it's the trade's fault that these fares haven't been put up for 9 years. Somewhere along the line, that's political decisions. It's history, why it hasn't been done. I don't know why it hasn't been done, but to label that on the trade, I think that's probably a little unfair, especially since the trade is still recovering from COVID. I know for a fact that some drivers do go and claim universal credit to subsidise the wages because the trade is struggling and it's on his knees. To put such a huge increase on them all in one hit, I think you probably would have some of them departing towards Wolverhampton, maybe Uber. So we still don't have a greater understanding what pressure that would put on the licensing department. So, to be honest, if it was five years ago, I'd be voting not to increase them at all, but I would put my support into the proposals that they've phased over the 3 years, because I think it's unfair for such a large increase on probably some of the lowest earners that we have in the borough.
Thank you, Chair and Councillor Walker. Just to come back to where we were in terms of the governance of the motion, that needs to be proposed by Councillor Penny-Krupski, and it needs to be seconded, and the amendment needs to be seconded by Councillor Huckabee. But just so we're aware, Councillors, that this would have to go out to consultation again. That's it. Whereas the other proposal from Councillor Whittaker and Councillor Jones, that's as it is. That's already been consulted on. So just please bear that in mind.
Could I just state, though, that Margaret said that it's not time sensitive, so it doesn't matter if it's got to go. I know there's a bit of extra work, but it's not time sensitive. Councillor Jones.
Sorry, Councillor Jones, can you repeat that?
Do we not take my amendment first? My amendment was that we went with 34, 35, 36, and then we built into that and freely reduced. That's my amendment to Councillor's original recommendation.
Okay, is that different to what's just been approved?
Yes.
It is. Okay, so to clarify then, shall we... Can you clarify what your amendment was, Councillor Jones, just so I can differentiate between the two?
My recommendation is that we go with 13.4, 13.5, I think they're both the same, 13.6, that we actually approve the revised schedule of fees, but 13.6, that's not what Councillor Cookstreet is recommending, and then I add in 13.7, that we go for a three-year review of the fees. So that's not the same as the recommendation. It's an amendment to that recommendation.
Thank you. May I seek your attention, please? We have two proposals in front of us. As Councillor Fenikrupski proposed and amended as at the same time, I have sought wise advice from our solicitor. I've been told if Councillor Fenikrupski's original proposal, which is seconded by Councillor Huckabee, amended one, goes through, there would be a new order, please. There would be a new consultation we need to start. And also, if Councillor Jones' proposal, the councillors try to distake, there will not be any need for a new consultations. So before I go to Councillor Jones' proposal, I would like to seek everybody's indications. Councillor Fenikrupski's proposal amended was duly proposed and seconded. So we are at the stage now to know your indications. May I invite all the councillors who are in favour of Councillor Krupski's proposal, could you please show your hands? Please, yes.
I apologise for this, Chair, but surely we take the new amendment first, and then if that goes through, we then don't have to go to Councillor Krupski's. Is that not correct?
I take your point, Councillor Wildman, and for the legal and formal advice, I need to take the advice from the solicitor at this stage. Thank you. Thank you. May I request Councillor Jones to write down her proper amendment to bring it forward for us. We'll take the vote on the amendment first, then we will all consider the subsequent motions amended.
need to take a vote on Penny Krupski's motion.
Do you want to explain to the floor? Can I seek everybody's attention, please?
Thank you, councillors and members of the public. We've now clarified the position. I believe that the way forward is that we need to vote on Councillor Krupski's motion, because it was seconded first. If that motion is lost, I believe there is a proposal forthcoming from Councillor Jackie Jones, and that will then need voting on. They're two very different motions. This first motion here from Councillor Penny Krupski is staging the increase over 3 years, and there are going to be annual reviews. I will leave Councillor Jones, if this motion is lost, to put forward her proposal at the time, at the relevant time, if that arises. So, as you were, Chair.
Thank you. As it is duly proposed and seconded. Now I am moving to votes. Those who are in favour of Councillor Krupski's amended motions, please show your hands. Those against? Do you want me to do the name vote? Have you got the numbers? I'm coming. One abstention.
It's confirmed, Chair. Because it's five votes each, you have the casting vote here. So
we are in a situation now that we have the proposed motions by Councillor Krupski, which require the further consultations as well, if it goes through. And considering and debate and hearing all sides, I am casting my vote in favour of amended motions, which will invoke further consultation. Could you please note duly? I have cast my casting vote in favour of amended proposals. So, respected councillors, members of the public, it has been a long debate and meeting. I am grateful for your time. And as you know, we have got a new proposal now which requires further consultations. So, I hope in the future we'll draw a resolution on this. Thank you for your contributions. And for this evening, thank you.